Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Canada had more than 25 million registered light-duty vehicles in 2019. That's pre-COVID, of course, and at 168,000 vehicles, EVs currently represent a small portion of that market. Now, the energy transition continues. Canada has announced new vehicle sale goals, targeting a 10% share by EVs by 2025, 40% by 2030, and 100% by 2040. So this equates to about 3% of the vehicle fleet in 2025, 11% by 2030, and 60% by 2040. Some say this is too aggressive. Others say it's totally reasonable. Well, over the weekend, I was just looking at some numbers, and it looks like the tide has turned when it comes to electrification in the German auto market. Now, it may be just for a month, but what I found really interesting, that plug-in electrical vehicles were taking the majority of sales for the first time in December. Plug-ins took 55% of the month's passenger auto sales in Germany, with full electric vehicles taking a third, 33%, and plug-in hybrids taking over a fifth, so 22%. So 55.4% of that month's passenger auto sales were plug-ins, which is, many have said, that is fascinating. The overall auto volume that month of December was 314,000 vehicles sold. So that's quite impressive. 55% of them were electric. Joining me now is Jeremy Cato. He's an automotive journalist behind CatoCarGuy.com. I want to chat with Jeremy today about that specific number in Germany and a couple of other things about EVs. He's our guy we always talk to. Jeremy, welcome.
Hi, Jez. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. What do you think about these numbers in Germany? I mean, the energy transition is supposed to take a while. We all sort of know that. But what do you take from the December numbers?
Well, I guess, like you, I took a little time to look at what happened in 2022. And the German numbers pale against the Norwegian numbers, where 80% of new vehicles sold in Norway were battery electric vehicles. So Germany's kind of catching up to the market leaders, I guess, is one thought that I have. The second thought that I had, though, was where is the electricity coming from to charge up all those electric vehicles? Because Germany has closed all but two of its nuclear plants and has put online more coal-fired electricity generation. Mm-hmm. So we may be, the Germans may be driving clean vehicles, but the energy they're putting into them, not so clean.
Yeah. And in your mind, that's always going to be the challenge, whatever numbers government may throw out. Like I said, 60% of they want the vehicle fleet in Canada, 60% of the vehicle fleet to be electric by 2040. That's a significant number. But in your mind, at the end of the day, we have to have significant amount of electricity generation, clean generation, to really justify that transition, don't we?
We do. I guess I would say that, you know, when I look at this, I think that the messaging is, I put it down into three sort of big buckets. One is infrastructure. Like, you know, if we are going to hit 60% or 70% or whatever government target is out there of electric vehicles, where are they going to get their charging? And then the second one is resources, where the raw materials associated with making electric vehicles, like lithium and other precious metal, not other precious, but precious metals and so on, and copper, and these elements that are critical for the electrification of the fleet. And then the third thing is the technology, because while it's great to say, if you look at Bloomberg NEF projections, 40% of new vehicles by the end of this decade could be battery electric vehicles. That's great, but the technology out there now isn't mature enough to get the prices down and to get the to make them affordable for the average consumer. So, you know, we're looking at infrastructure, resources, and technology, and all of those things haven't been developed properly. It's a big challenge. And on the resources side, just mining these raw materials presents another problem, because miners haven't been building new mines for decades because of the environmental challenges of mining cleanly. So it's great for various prognosticators to predict that we're going to hit this number of electric vehicles. But what I'm waiting for are innovation minister here in Canada, Mr. Champagne, to tell me is, what is he going to do about those three elements?
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you just look at the fight we've had to get Site C built, and numbers I read not too long ago said we need two Site Cs. Just if everybody decided to go electric in this province, we need at least two Site Cs, and we're barely getting this one built. So there's definitely challenges there before us. One of the other things I found interesting over the weekend in regards to this energy transition is that when you think of Japanese car makers, you think of Toyota, you think of Honda, you think of reliable vehicles, and the Japanese have done a fabulous job in carving out a significant portion of the auto industry globally, well-respected. But what I found interesting here is there's no Japanese car maker makes the top 20 when it comes to EV sales at this particular point, which is very interesting. What, number one, it tells me, what do they know that we don't? Or B, have they just been slow in chasing that market? Because while it is small at this point, it is going to grow very quickly. What are your thoughts on why the Japanese have fallen behind beyond just Tesla, but Volkswagen and many other traditional car companies?
I would argue that the answer to your either or question is yes, it's both. The Japanese automakers, led by Toyota, have long felt that plug-in battery electric vehicles are not a long-term solution. That led by Toyota and pushed by the Japanese government, they've argued the long-term solution is hydrogen fuel cell vehicles, with the bridging technology being hybrid technology and plug-in hybrid technology, which is where Toyota has put most of its energy and is still largely advocating hybrids of various types, both the plug-in hybrid version and the Prius-type version, as the best bridging technology because it causes the least amount of disruption and requires a more sensible approach to the infrastructure problems that we just talked about. So that's been Toyota's position. And you know, there's the naysayers out there that have been arguing that Toyota has gotten way behind and may never catch up. You've probably seen some of the same things that I've been looking at and hearing the same things, is that Toyota's gotten so far behind BYD and Tesla and Volkswagen that it may never catch up. But I wouldn't count out Toyota, and I wouldn't bet the farm on the fleet getting fully battery electric, or even 40 or 50% of new vehicle sales battery electric by the end of the decade, because at some point we're going to run up against those three buckets that we just talked about. And Toyota has been hedging its bets.
It's fascinating, as you get this interesting news from Germany, and then you think, oh, why is Japan falling behind? Or certainly the car companies in Japan falling behind. But it's a further reminder that whatever transition this is, it's going to be interesting. It'll be uneven, frustrating at times, and at the same time moving very quickly as well. So it's a great industry to watch, and we're always thankful that you're around to sort of provide some context for us. Jeremy, thank you so much.
Oh, that's great. I hope to chat again.
Absolutely.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.